Fed officials everywhere, more evidence of a class divide, and how much do the rich really give away? Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, October the 6th. First of all, let's look at the week ahead. The report on consumer credit growth comes out on Tuesday. Consumer credit took a big jump, up $26 billion in July. That was thanks mostly to non-revolving credit demand. That means things like vehicle sales and financing. The non-revolving segment alone spiked by $20 billion. Not so big a jump expected to be reported for the month of August. On Wednesday, the Fed releases minutes of its meeting 3 weeks ago in mid-September, and this week Fed officials fan out all over the country, from Albuquerque to Asheville. They're from New York to Las Vegas giving speeches. There are so many of them out there this week that one might think it's the launch of a new public relations offensive. I count 11 of them. And then there's the chair herself, Janet Yellen, and Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. They team up for a meeting of the so-called Financial Stability Oversight Council as well this week. The G20 nations' finance officials and central bankers meet in Washington on Friday, as do the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Both hold their annual meetings beginning Friday. I've stayed in one of the hotels in Washington during an IMF annual meeting, and it is a sight of excess to behold. Congress remains on break, but the Supreme Court reconvenes this week, and President Obama has fundraisers on both coasts this week. A record number in a new Gallup poll say they intend to use the midterm elections to send a message of dissatisfaction with the Obama presidency. According to Gallup, a record 32% of voters want to signal their opposition to Obama with their vote in the midterm election. That's 13% higher than when Clinton was headed for impeachment back in 98. In fact, it's 2 points higher than when the American people had finally begun to see through Bush's wars back in 2008. Only 20% want to send Obama a message of support with their midterm votes this time around. The class divide in America is showing up everywhere as Fed policies have enriched the Wall Street well-to-do at the expense of ordinary folks like retired people who can't get a decent return on their life savings. Now, we see the divide in restaurants as USA Today reports this weekend that eating away from home is becoming a luxury for the rich. Almost 80% of restaurant visits are to fast food places, while only 1% are to so-called fine dining locations. But it is fast food retailing that is feeling the pinch, with restaurants like McDonald's feeling the squeeze. An industry research report says that for the 12-month period through June, fine dining restaurants were actually up 3%. But fast food restaurants were down 1%. The middle class is shrinking, said one restaurant industry analyst of the news. And by the way, speaking of the wealth divide, if you'd like to know how much the really, really rich give away to charity, the answer comes to us from a story on CNBC. The story involves the so-called ultra-high net worth individuals. On average, they are worth $240 million apiece. They represent only 0.03% of the world's population, and yet they control 13% of the world's total wealth. Over a lifetime, according to the report on CNBC, the ultra-high wealth individual gives away an average of $25 million to charity. That's a little over 10% of their net worth. As for the average American household, it gives away about $3,000 a year to charity. Well, that's the news, and that's your commentary for the new week. Have a good week. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.